This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Memphis police chief has now disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion Unit for some of its officers after some of his officers beat black motorist Tyree Nichols to death. The chief on Saturday cited a cloud of dishonor from the newly released video of the fatal encounter. The police director, C.J. Davis, acted a day after the harrowing village video emerged. She said that they listened to Nicholas' relatives, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making that decision. The nation and the city are struggling to come to grips with the violence by the officers who are all black. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announcing a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. More details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The announcement cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. It's also threatened to further raise tensions following one of the bloodiest months in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in several years. Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the measures in the wake of a pair of shootings, including an attack outside a synagogue in which seven people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Iran's defense ministry says one of its factories was attacked by drones in the central city of Isfahan. A statement carried by the state-run news agency says the attack occurred late Saturday and caused minor damage. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with stops Saturday in New Hampshire and South Carolina. The appearances in the early voting states marked the first campaign event since Trump announced that his latest run is more than 2 months. Trump tells party leaders in New Hampshire that they're starting right there and that he's also there. Pope Francis has clarified his recent comments about homosexuality and sin, saying he was merely referring to official Catholic morale teachings that any sexual act outside of marriage is a sin. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa has more.
In a note Friday, Francis recalled that even his black and white teaching is subject to circumstances that might eliminate the sin altogether. Francis first made the comments in an interview January 24th with the Associated Press, in which he declared that laws criminalizing homosexuality were unjust and that being homosexual is not a crime. His comments calling for the decriminalization of homosexuality were hailed by LGBTQ advocates as a milestone that would help end harassment and violence against LGBTQ persons. But his reference to sin raised questions about whether he believed that merely being gay was itself a sin. Some 67 countries or jurisdictions worldwide criminalize consensual same-sex activity, 11 of which can or do impose a death penalty. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Authorities say 3 people were killed, 4 others wounded in a shooting at a multi-million-dollar short-term rental home in Los Angeles early Saturday. And the shooting happened just after 2:30 in the morning in the upscale Beverly Creek neighborhood. Los Angeles police say the 3 who were in the vehicle were killed. Police say Sergeant says that investigators do not have any information on suspects or the shootings. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting that municipal planners say it would be historical change if the center of the U.S. population continues to gravitate in the South.
A demographer at the Brookings Metro think tank, William Fry, wants to see if this trend of people heading south is related to the pandemic or if it has legs through the rest of this decade. He says some of that has to do with getting away from the big, dense coastal metros to go somewhere else. And a big wild card is immigration, which was responsible for most of the southern growth in